So yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about game-bred pit bulls and small children. Nobody likes to think that it will happen to them. As a matter of fact, you could go watch, I don't know, countless YouTube videos of parents who had their children either seriously injured or killed by pit bulls and pit bull mixed dogs. And every one of them says, man, it was the perfect dog. Well, it was the perfect dog until it wasn't the perfect dog. So to think someone just told me this would never happen to them, and the dog is never left alone with the child, and it's always supervised. Well, if this does happen, you can supervise your kid getting mauled, because it doesn't matter if you're in the room. Happens all the time with people in the room. So there's one video where the parents were lying in bed watching TV and holding their newborn baby, and the baby sneezed or something like that, and the pit bull ripped the little child, the little baby, out of the father's arms and killed it. Real life story. So this will never happen. We hope it'll never happen, but like I said, you're actually rolling the dice that it will never happen. So we're back to genetics again, and we live in a postmodern world where people feel as if they are unaffected by the pressures of reality, except reality doesn't really acknowledge that, and it usually comes crashing home. So what we're talking about here is a breed of dog that was bred for about close to 200 years to attack and to, it's a pit bull. What it's in the last 100 years or more, it has been bred to attack other pit bulls for fighting. That's what they were bred to do. In the case of the dogs that we're talking about, there's a couple of breeders out there who have maintained these particular genetic lines of fighting dogs, okay? They've preserved. That's when they say, hey, I have game-bred pit bulls. What that means is that they have pit bulls that are game, that like to fight, that are willing to fight, and they've preserved those bloodlines. So if you think you're somehow exempt, the brown acid that's circulating around isn't specifically too good, but it is your own trip, so you be my guest. The statistics are extremely clear on this, and they're not surprising. They're just not. Like I said, I think it's like 60% of serious dog bites on children are from pit bull type dogs, and pit bull type dogs make up 3% of the dog population. What you don't see, again, we're talking about genetics here. What you don't see are black Labradors even registering on these surveys and on these statistics. And there's a reason for that, because black Labs are docile dogs. They generally don't do that. They've been bred to have a soft mouth and all kinds of other things. So, it's amazing how many times I've been right about things. You know, when I think about Shield 9 and I said, hey, this guy's going to get somebody hurt. And then about a year later, he gets this vicious dog, advertises it as a executive protection dog. And then the dog attacks the new, of course, who would have seen that coming? attacks the new owner, puts him in the hospital, and actually did permanent damage to the guy's arm. And I said that was going to happen. So I don't know. I do know this, though, that there's regression. And these are animals. And there's genetic triggers. There's things on the dog. Like I said, the dog could knock your child over, and your dog could start, your child could cry and start screaming. And that could absolutely trigger that dog. It happens all the time, about every 16 days. In the United States of America, about every 16 days, somebody's child is killed or seriously injured by a pit bull type dog. About every 16 days, almost 300 people a year are killed and seriously injured by pit bull type dogs. And a lot of these dogs are not game bred. They haven't even attempted to hang on to this particular genetics. And in the case of the person that I'm speaking with here, you actually have a dog that is game bred. These are hog dogs. These are dogs that, if you go to his YouTube channel, the one thing that he does have is his dogs attacking and taking down wild boar. And that's the type of genetics that you have in your house with your child. And I understand a lot of money has been spent. I understand that you're probably attached to the dog. The dog's almost 2 years old. I totally empathize with all of that. And we certainly hope nothing would ever happen. But to think that nothing will ever happen because you are supervising is, I hate to say this, is pretty naive. If that dog hits regression and is triggered, it doesn't give a shit if you're in the room. It's just real talk. And this is why this matters, right? This is, you know, the right breed. I got to turn that phone off. Hold on. Right? That's why I talk about having the right breed of dogs for this type of thing. And it could, because it makes a difference. Now, when we're talking about the Mastiffs haven't been bred for that. That's not their main purpose. And they have a lot lower rates of attacking and seriously injuring and killing children for that particular reason. So, you know, don't ever think that can't ever happen. Because every single person that has had their child killed or mauled by a pit bull has said exactly that. And to think that, well, I'm always with the dog is also a very false sense of security. All it takes is for that child to scream or sneeze even. Who knows what sets them off? But when they get set off, I don't know if you've ever even had to break up a dog fight in your life. When one of these dogs gets on something, they get on something. And I just hope you understand that. And it doesn't matter if you're in the room. You're going to be in big trouble if that should happen. And the chances of that happen because of the type of dog, the breed of dog that you have, and the genetics that have been preserved in that dog, you have a much higher chance of that happening than, say, a black lab. And these are just statistics. These are just genetic realities. And, you know, it's a bad look. I used to breed pit bulls. I used to breed game bred pit bulls. I had Eli dogs. Somehow I was smart enough, even when I was young and dumb back in my 20s, that when I had my first child, my first daughter, I got rid of the pit bulls. Because even then, I totally understood. And I had game bred pit bulls. As a matter of fact, the parents of one of my dogs made the funny papers in Carterville, Illinois. when they got out of the yard and went over and killed a horse, the neighbor's horse. It was all in the news there in Southern Illinois. That's where my dogs came from. That was Rex Reynolds was the guy's name. And those were the lines I had. These were game bred. These guys used to fight dogs. I never fought dogs, but I had fighting stock dogs from guys who fought dogs, game bred dogs. And these are the type of dogs that will kill horses, that have the tenacity to fight wild boar, and have statistically a very high ratio in, of hitting regression, and it, something triggers in the dogs, and they tear little kids apart. And that's what happens. And it's just the reality. And like I said, I do hope all is well there. But, you know, buyer beware. When, you know, the other thing is I'm not letting any more people into this website with adult dogs. I'm done with this. It seems like most of the people here already have the wrong breed from the wrong people, with starting off on the wrong trainings, and I'm just not really interested in that kind of stuff anymore. And so one of the things is people have to have puppies and raise them of the right breed. I'm not dealing with people with game bred pit bulls anymore. I'm just, it's, you know, it's the wrong dog, and I wouldn't have it around my kid. But that's your own choice there. You know, I wonder how that thing is around other dogs too. It's about the other thing is you're about to come into a personality change at about 24 months old. You know, let us know how it goes, and you know, take that dog down to the dog park, and once it really starts to get to into its oats there, and we'll see how that. Maybe it's totally cool. Maybe it's not. But good luck to you. And like I said, just because you're supervised, you will be the, you will supervise if this happens, your child getting attacked. And that's what you will supervise, like so many other people. Like I said, every 16 days, a child is seriously injured or killed. No, excuse me. Every 16 days, somebody's killed by a pit bull. Every 16 days. Somebody is killed by a pit bull or a pit bull mix dog. And that's what you have in your living room.